Jeez. Damn country code.
Hi, is this Michael S. O'Mara?
What?
Buzzer.
Nobody saw that coming.
The answer we're looking for there, no. It's not.
I got distracted by all that dialing.
This is Liam Neeson.
Oh.
What can I do for you?
Mr. Neeson, is it Neeson or Nielsen?
Neeson.
I know Nielsen ratings.
Who is this?
This is Oscar Santana from Allegheny Power.
I don't know any... Oscar Santana, what do you want?
Well, sir, it looks like, according to my... Hold on, let me pull up your account. According to my...
Wait, what power company do you say you're with?
Allegheny Power.
Allegheny Power.
Yes. According to my screen here, it looks like you've been delinquent for your power bill, your electric bill. For
what house?
It seems like...
I have houses all over the world.
It seems like it's the house off Grant Avenue.
The house off Grant.
Yes.
I don't know. What's your name again?
Oscar Santana, sir.
See my papers here. I don't... I'm not really... I'm going through a script. I don't understand why.
Well, no, sir, I guess what I'm trying to say is a courtesy call, because we'd like to give you at least 24 hours before we shut your power off.
You're going to shut my power off? I pay my bills. I make millions of dollars.
And no,
what
but,
are you talking about, shut my power off?
No, but,
off?
Sir...
This is a crank call.
It's clearly...
It's some sort of crank call.
It may be an oversight, but it's...
Hey, why don't you hold your nose again?
It seems to me your associate should buy more striped shirts. That's visual.
Hold your nose again and call me Mike O'Mara. That'll start the bit off really well.
Yeah, really worked.
I pay my bills, sir. I pay my bills.
My records show you're delinquent at least 90 days.
90 days? That's impossible. I have people that I pay. I have people that I pay that are do this. You're upsetting me in the middle of the day. And first of all, let me ask you this. How did you get this number? How the hell did you get this number?
It's what's on your record, sir.
Listen, I want to tell you something. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for a ransom, I can tell you, I don't have any money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it.
Wait.
I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
So
now kiss my ass.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Excuse me.
Stand by.
I am Phil Dunphy, and I am not a pervert. I, like a lot of men in this town, enjoy making love to my wife. I mean with their wives. Not me, them. Look, I should probably just sit down and say nothing, but it's too late. I am standing, and I'm obviously talking, and now you're looking at me, and I feel the need to keep going. First of all, no charges were filed. Everyone had a good laugh about the situation, not about me. Everything's fine down there. Anywho, where were we?
All over YouTube. We went viral.
Some sick bastard auto-tuned me. I, like a lot of men in this town, I enjoy making love to my wife. And I don't know how to stop. I am a pervert, 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 pervert.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital. It's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Note to self, please explain opening bits to Oscar better. All right, live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios.
I thought he did great.
They can't all be winners.
It's America's most beloved podcast.
That's right.
The Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded more than 12 million times and heard in 149 countries worldwide. You can call us at 718-506-1625. It is Wednesday, Ash Wednesday.
Ass Wednesday.
Rob, that's disrespectful and blasphemous.
I'm sorry, I was slurring.
How dare you?
It is exactly, Mark. I'm sorry to your people.
Feb 2-2?
Yes, it is.
February 22nd, 2012. Our show today brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC.
Encore!
Official sponsor of our live stage show, March 31st at the State Theater. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much.
Encore.
May be able to help. For a free quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. That's 347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save.
Ooh.
Licensing and disclaiming. Will you stop putting your arms up in the air?
I'm getting ready.
Licensing and disclaimer info. Jesus. At smartterm.com.
Hi, is this Michael S. O'Mara? I mean Encore.
Encore Insurance Services. You bullet head.
I tried.
Anyway, on the program today, the bit was Oscar gets here late, and so he comes in, and so
that's not the bit.
We try to give Oscar all the information, and it was determined earlier that Oscar was going to be the man from the utility company who was going to call Liam Neeson. We just thought it would sound fine.
Mm-hmm.
And
Liam Neeson.
You listen to learn to listen. So that we said, come in and just call Liam Neeson, and when he held his nose and said, Mike O'Mara, we were off and running. On today's show,
I
think a lot of the listeners were holding their nose too.
Ash Wednesday.
Yes.
Which means last night was Fat Tuesday.
Shrove Tuesday is the method.
Show of
called.
Hands, Mardi how many Gras people day. Celebrated Fat Tuesday?
I sadly did not.
No, hi, everybody.
One in the room.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
I
had turnips.
I'm doing fine.
Oh, dear.
No, it wasn't that bad.
Did you go to a pancake supper at the church?
I did no such thing.
That's tradition, you
midnight
know.
Mass?
No midnight mass.
Ooh,
midnight no, mass. I just went up and saw my buddy Charles, and the evening ended when the bar was closed, and Charles was playing the guitar, and then another guy came over and started playing the guitar, and I went to touch the guitar, and he slapped me in the face.
Oh dear.
Oh, no.
And I sat there, didn't do a thing, just sat there, and I was just, nobody could understand why that happened.
Yes.
And the man was obviously a little inebriated. Created,
yes.
And I sat on the bar stool and kind of wide eyed and played the innocent and there was nothing more to discuss.
Well,
but I'm getting a complex that I can't go out anymore.
You know normally
trouble finds me. I wasn't looking for any trouble and I was there with attorneys.
You touched his Lucille.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Lucille.
I was there with high powered attorneys.
Now, yeah.
That's a good thing.
Like attorneys that are going to be judges someday. Kind of attorneys.
Was it like a And you can be honest. Was it just a tap or like a bitch slap?
It was sharp enough to be a little painful.
Oh no!
Like a Mo Howard slap.
But it was. I didn't even see it coming.
Back
he was hustled out of the joint or he vanished into thin air.
I will
and
say,
no one really could understand. And I don't understand. And I think because of my depleted condition, I may have asked my wife. I said, did I do anything wrong?
Right.
Well, as it's
because I was that paranoid.
What did
he
say?
He was a fella.
No.
Okay.
He's
just
a fella, and that's really an,
what?
I mean, he's a fella. This guy that slapped you.
Yes.
And I would think the initial
odd
thought
fella,
would
odd
be
fella, like wearing like a like a almost like a duster.
Was he
wearing inappropriate clothing for the evening?
Would you call him a dandy?
No.
Because I would think the initial reaction to that would be either bat your hand away or say, "Hey, dude, not go for the face."
Right.
Why do you suppose he slapped you?
I think because I touched the guitar.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
like I wanted to strum it.
Right to the face. You don't even know guitar. You normally would go for drums.
Yes, but I was singing with Charles. It was festive.
Did you want to play, Mike? Is that what it was?
I don't know.
What song did you sing?
I really don't know.
Do you remember what song you sang?
It's kind of I was trying to get... at one point, we did a harmony for Weeds, Whites, and Wine, whatever that one is. Ooh, give me weed, whites, and wine.
God, every time you take any sort of alcoholic drink, you get closer to being a country jock again. You go back
true.
That
I
direction.
Know. But I'm here to say, I've owned a business in this town.
Yes, you have.
I have lived in this town for a number of years, and I'm here to just say this town is a urinary tract. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I've had it.
But I will say...
I've got to go outside of the
but
borders
it's not because,
to have a good time.
It's not because you're here.
No. I improve the land.
Yeah, you take it far away from urine.
I improve the land,
but
Jesus.
This is actually, I think there's there's a lot more at play here. One, the old Mike O'Mara would have fought this man.
No, not necessarily. It was not a lock that I would get into an altercation.
I don't know what I
but
see.
But I certainly was, that would have upset me.
Yeah. You would have come after him with the guitar a la Pete Townsend.
Kabong.
Exactly.
This would be the best way of me describing the reaction. Okay. It was like this. It was like...
Yeah.
Whoa, that's the new me.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
The new me. The old me would have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's
back.
What I'm
right
saying. Back, right, that yes. Old Mike O'Mara would have gotten in a fight. Vegas is on the.
I hate the way that sounds. That's why
it's
I'm
the truth.
Well, that's the former.
New,
see, that's the past.
New, yeah. New trick knee Mike O'Mara knows the juice isn't worth the squeeze.
I am.
Hold
so
it, hold it. Write that down.
Yeah, I like that.
The
one.
Juice isn't worth the squeeze.
It's not. And I don't have any intention of doing that. I just, because I'm afraid of my knee.
Yeah.
I can't walk to the car, much less engage some young buck. Yeah. You know,
and it's bothering you today, right?
And it's
what's that?
Your knee's been bothering you a bit,
yeah.
Today, huh?
Yeah,
you're kind of limping.
Yeah,
in.
We're not sure why that
oh,
is
dear.
Here. Mm. That could have been the walk to the car.
Yeah,
feels great.
Seems so fine.
Just
I know,
like the financial analyst would say.
Hey, you know what about your knee? It's great.
Hey, let me ask you something, financial analyst.
Yeah.
How was the opening bit today? How did you like that bit?
He's gonna check his card.
He's looking at the record of the show. Excuse me,
Liam Neeson. Yeah,
that was the Liam Neeson.
That was it.
The aforementioned Liam Neeson.
You're the expert. What do you think?
It's great.
Thank you.
Absolutely
well,
great.
That settles it.
You weren't the only one celebrating, though.
Oh, really?
No. That bar had to be packed because when I left work, I stopped by Shell for dinner.
Yes.
Because that's what I do. And...
You mean Shell the gas station?
Yes.
Because I pictured like C-H-E-L-L-E,
no, no.
Some hot hipster
no, no,
joint.
No. Shell the gas station.
Nice.
I texted Mr. Santana because he stays in town and he works in town. And I said, if you're predisposed, come out and join Mrs. O'Mara and I for a little Mardi Gras festivities.
When I left.
Too busy.
There was six guys dressed in Mardi Gras gear in the Shell buying cigarettes.
Yes.
Heading towards Old Town Manassas.
That's where we do it.
I think after.
This is how we do it.
After New Orleans and after Baton Rouge, I think Manassas is the third biggest Mardi Gras in the world.
Well, I'll give Charles a plug. His joint Okra's is a Cajun bar.
Oh, is that where you were? That's a great place.
Well, that's where I started, and then I went across the street. Because I didn't want to stand for 3 hours.
Okay.
And it was standing room only. And I don't, and not that I don't approve of standing room only venues, especially like in Falls Church on March 31st.
That's when
standing is fun.
Right.
March 31st, I'm here to say how many tickets before we sell out the bottom?
How many more do we have to sell?
Yes.
Five.
That's amazing.
Is that serious?
Five more tickets are left.
So we're going to sell out the bottom.
We are, we've sold it out.
So does that
much.
Mean we're opening the top?
That's up to us to decide.
Boys?
Well, I have one thing to say about that.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
I don't think we have a choice.
I don't either. Yeah.
I think we open the top.
Oh, no, I thought you were going to say we shouldn't.
No, I think we open the top. Oh. We're five away from selling out, and this is within a week.
Yeah, and
we've
know
sold 600 tickets within a week.
Let's wait until those five sell.
Well, no, actually, there's only four because my father was informed today that he has to bring his wife.
Wait a minute. I'm buying some tickets for friends.
So then we have to.
Yeah, we have to.
All right, we have to open up. Tell him to open up the...
I'm going
to
do that.
Hey, and I went from the bottom of my... podcasting heart. Thank you, people, for doing that.
What
that
he
is,
said.
That is great news, and I am thrilled that we're able to do that. God, that's going to be a big crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm getting a little paranoid.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
That's it.
He's not,
I can't
though.
Wait to see him.
That's it. So now let's sell the whole building out, people.
Yeah.
We need to sell 200 more tickets.
Yep. We can do that.
To sell the whole building out, and we're thrilled to death. So what I want you to do is go get those 200 tickets, and really, those are going to go very fast.
Yeah, they will go fast, and if we sell the 200 in a certain amount of time, we will move it to RFK.
Oh, good.
No. No, so it should be a lot of
fun. Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
So it was a festive night.
That's good for you.
I'm sitting there at like noon yesterday after the show's over.
And you went straight to Okra's?
No. Oh. I hung out and did stuff. I ran around and took care of some errands.
That's why your knee hurts.
But the thing...
Running
I didn't
around,
really run?
Oh, not literally.
Well, you could have got the errands done faster, though.
But this is. Let me see if I can explain the way the brain works. It's really, and then maybe I can fix myself.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, let's give
first
it a shot.
First of all, I get the idea. I'm like, that Tuesday, last year was doing a morning show. Tuesday. I haven't gone out on a Tuesday in a month of Sundays. This could be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I just get all ramped up about it. And I know I'm going to go out and I'm going to just obliterate myself.
Yeah. There's always that danger.
And I want to fix that.
You want to have fun. You know.
I'm just a mess. No, no, you're not a mess. And
I'm
here's
a
the
hot
thing.
Mess.
You say, I want to restore a car and I'm going to start. How am I going to start restoring? I'm going to take the tires off and throw them away. No, going out and partying, that's part of the essentials of you.
Yeah.
You just need to moderate.
You need that socialization.
I disagree.
You think he can stop going out?
No, I think that his logic, much like the mania that comes when he...
Mania would be a good word. would be an accurate word.
That comes when he gets his next flavor of the month, like what he's into.
Mm-hmm. RJ, could you give me a water, please?
Is
yes, that Mike is feeling a bit parched.
He justifies his night because
be
there's...
able to continue without water.
Absolutely.
There's an occasion. So you say, oh, it's Fat Tuesday. Oh, I haven't been out to Fat Tuesday in 20 years.
Right.
But you're discounting the like 200 appearances you had at like Fat Tuesday bars throughout your whole career.
It's just...
Did I make a point there?
Yes,
I'm
because he's
sure.
already been out on a bunch of Tuesdays and got paid for it.
Okay, I'm with you.
Yes,
he's saying that if I count like the stuff that I've been out with radio stations, then I can say you have been out. So it's not that big. So
he's saying
out.
Mike's had enough Mardi Gras.
For some reason, you know, I said, hey, it's a Tuesday. Everybody's going to be out doing
right.
it.
Yeah.
And what it is, it's just an excuse.
Yeah. It is an excuse.
Pretty good one.
It's an excuse, and I realize that I've got to cut down on my excuses.
Ah, so that,
because
that
I'll
might
feel
be a
better.
Eye on the prize. How about that?
You know, and at the
eye
end
on
of
the
night,
prize.
At the end of the night when that happened, I said, you know, this is not good.
This is bad.
Was that
thank you, RJ.
Pre or post slap?
You're a love. What?
Oh, pre or post slap?
This is probably pre even going out. I had that in my mind. I'm like,
what?
I knew that. I said, I know you're doing it.
You felt the slide.
You're going out. You're ramping yourself
the mania.
Up.
Mm-hmm.
You're ramping yourself up for one of those marathons where you don't have the off switch, you know? Mm-hmm. Where the only thing I get about halfway through an evening and I start getting a little nervous that Carla's gonna want to go home early. That's not right.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's not right.
I have a friend like that that when he goes to a concert, he gets bummed on the way to the concert. And I looked at him once, I said, "What's up?" He says, "Do you realize in 3 hours we're going to be done listening to Paul McCartney sing?" I said, "Yeah, but we've not heard him sing yet." And I mean, what you can't do, you can't focus on when the evening's over. You got to live in the now.
Live in the now,
man. Live in the now.
Did he also say, "Do you realize in 3 years we haven't had sex?" Like who says that? That in 3 hours Paul McCartney's
people,
gonna stop singing.
I know people that do. Right,
let me modernize it for you. Do you realize in 3 hours we're done with the LMFAO rave? Then what will I do with my pacifier?
Incidentally, ran into a 24-year-old at the joint last night who loves the Beatles, Oscar.
Really?
Oh, good.
And he was talking about, and I said, "Oh, really?" I said, "Prove it. What are your favorite two?" Mm-hmm. He said, "I like Michelle, and I like Rocky Raccoon." And I'm like,
"Oh!"
So
nice.
He went deep into the catalog.
Specific choices.
Unemployed?
That was no.
Had some time on his hands.
Actually, part of a company where Carla's going to be.
Oh, wow! Nice.
So that's a very, very exciting. And my problem
is Rocky Raccoon,
is
a weird choice.
That is a weird choice.
See, but it's probably on my list. It's probably on my top five.
Is it really?
Rocky Raccoon.
White Album, your favorite album by them.
Yes.
So I can see that. But Michelle, great choice.
Mm. Michelle, my belle, might get slapped. And then he goes to bed. Anyway, it was
touch my guitar, then you go to hell. Michelle.
This is what I have to do. I have to have a definitive time where I'm saying that's it.
A cutoff plan.
You don't have
that's
that though.
I know, but I've never done it in my life. But I have to start 3 a.m. Thank you, Rob.
What time did you go to? Wait, what time did you get out? What was your first drink? What time? And what time did you end the night?
Probably about 5:30 was the first.
Okay, that's respect
cocktail. Cocktail hour.
What?
That's absolutely respectable.
That's when it started.
And I'll tell you why. Because in
that's
days
when
of
the Mardi Gras party was supposed to start at 5 o'clock.
When drinking was really accepted, and when drunk driving was still legal.
Yes,
popular. You would get off work at 5 o'clock. Mm. You'd get home by 5:20, and you'd have your first drink at 5:30. 5:30 is the cocktail hour.
2012. Right.
It is.
Yes.
Okay.
In 1950
you know what?
This is
great. I have an iPad and everything with a built-in calendar. I know the date.
It's not South Beach where you go out at midnight either.
No,
you know, this is Manassas.
No.
They're going to roll up the sidewalk.
Midnight is when you do CrossFit.
Mike. Mike. Yes. I'm not saying about my concern isn't the time. My concern is the time he hits the bars because okay. Mike does not get home till closing time. So if he starts at 5:30, closing time
and that's what I got to stop doing.
Is 7 hours later if he's lucky.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he's drank for 7 hours.
Long stretch.
But don't you think ideally the solution
it was
is not
great.
Not great.
Yeah, it was
it's
great.
It's not to stop the start time. Still start at 5:30, but then stop at 8:30.
Look at this.
Well,
man.
No, the
or
man have that he's already he's laid it out that he wants to make changes. Don't
or
see,
okay,
no
wait.
Change?
If I go out at 5:30 and I have the 8:30 stop time and mm-hmm. I'm going out to have a few
toddies. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to. That's not
the Paul McCartney concert is going to be over.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay,
perhaps,
so what if you started
perhaps I
later.
Go later?
Start later.
And finish earlier.
So start later, finish earlier.
Closing time, that's a problem.
Choose a fun but reasonable ending
it's not
time.
For his schedule. If he shows up at the bar at 9 o'clock, he's got still a 4-hour drinking schedule.
But can I tell you this?
Bad.
I met so many cool people last mm-hmm. night.
Do you know any
really,
of their names?
Huh?
Do you remember
yeah.
any of their names?
Yeah.
Phone numbers?
I got them. I've got a card with a phone number on it.
Are you going to call anyone?
My friend Brad. My new friend Brad, who I really yeah. like, who's a guy that I would love to socialize with, a wonderful guy.
Brad Griffin from WJFK?
No. Different guy. Do you think you would like these people as much if you weren't intoxicated?
Nope.
I don't think you like anybody as much.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's why the Vikings invented booze.
I think there is a better solution.
They felt really bad about what they'd done in the villages.
Yeah.
And they didn't like looking at their buddies. So they had a big bull's horn full of mead.
Yeah, you know, Mark is about to offer a solution. Do you think there's any chance it involves a Groupon? Let's see.
No. No. I think the problem is your choice of vices. I think.
Oh, you're not going to drum.
You're not going to push the weed on me.
I
now,
think
are
if you?
You
did that, it would mellow you out more, and you wouldn't feel the urge to necessarily.
Hey, this
go
is
out.
Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
I'll hang up and listen.
Good answer.
Oh my God!
I admire you, but you're fighting a losing battle.
I know.
No, I would, but it makes me paranoid.
No, and it also would make you hungry.
He flips out.
It would make me hungry, and I don't want that. Yeah, we don't want that.
Wrong direction.
Although alcohol does the same thing.
Right. What if last night? What if you had done 8 till midnight?
8 till midnight would have been much smarter.
Okay, and can you do that?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's say that. It all comes down to one thing. This goes back to the knee. This goes back to everything. We don't do it nearly as much. You know that. We don't do it nearly as much as we used to.
Oh, my God. I'm surprised we survived when we were traveling
to
New York.
And I'm realizing more and more. Every time I do this, I say to myself, okay, that's, you know, next, I'm taking another
no
step
more,
backwards.
Right. Yeah.
There's going to be, I was a bar owner in this town.
Yeah.
I did this 3 and 4 nights a week.
You were the Sam Malone
and
of
I don't,
Manassas.
I don't know how. And I mean, I didn't go balls to the wall 3 or 4 nights a week,
right.
But I went out 3 or 4.
Sure.
And I don't know how I survived. I really don't know how I survived that. That's a terrible lifestyle.
No, I think
it's a
reason,
horrible lifestyle.
The reason
I feel sorry for people that do it.
Was the quality of food and drink served at O'Mara's.
Thank you, Rob.
That's why.
Did you
on that count? Let's take a break.
Did you see any cans last night?
No, I did not. You know,
it's all bottled.
Yeah, this is. This is
good.
The land. This is the land
of flapjacks
of the sausage.
Yeah,
this is
straight down to the knees. You
the
see
Manassas
those.
Bar. You know what you get? You have four dudes with close cropped haircuts that come walking in. That's what you get. You don't get. It's like, and then you know, and then at 11 o'clock, maybe a fat woman comes in.
All right,
fingers crossed.
That's it.
Don't touch your guitar.
And that's why I'm standing next to a woman at the bar all night with every guy looking at her like she's, you know, steak tartare.
Yeah, but in a way, there, you know, but in a way, don't you like that?
Used to.
Oh, okay.
It's like everything else in my life. We'll take a break and we'll come back. A lot of stuff we want to talk about here. Remind you to get Lowell Melzer on the show.
Yes, I talked to him yesterday. He'd be happy to.
Mark Melzer.
How about tomorrow?
Okay, I'll talk to him. Yeah, it should be no problem.
Tomorrow. We'll talk about house painting. Uh-huh. I need to. I don't want a freebie.
Okay.
But I got to put out the call because the spring I got to get this house painted.
Okay.
You guys see, it's starting to look like a rotting building, isn't it?
I don't know. I thought I saw Mother Bates walking around upstairs.
let me see. Also, I got Oscar as aloof. Called him yesterday. He was busy. And we'll talk about everything else. I have no idea what I'm doing.
It's going to be fine.
Thank you. Can you breathe at all?
Do you feel my head? Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
Open up your I am really not sure when I'm going to burn on that.
It ain't yet, though.
I do not see that coming anytime soon.
For example, Mike, if I were to play it again.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
That kills me.
I don't know why. And you know what? We've laughed about it
I know.
For years.
And there's no reason why.
It's really
it just
not
makes
the...
us laugh.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
Our show, our second segment is brought to you by Wait Not.
Yeah.
More and more of our listeners are turning to Wait Not. Larry Price says he's lost over 6 pounds and more than an inch off his waist in just the first 2 days.
Two days, man.
I send my congratulations out to Larry. We're talking about Weight Not. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't try to lose weight because they think they'll fail. Weight Not, you get results quickly. You're motivated to keep going. 855-WEIGHTNOT, 855-934-4486, weightnot.com. Over 100 pounds for Mr. Diaz.
Wow.
But the star of the show when it comes to Weight Not is Mr. Robert Wadhams Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Chasing RJ, I hit 73 pounds today.
Wow.
And I set some goals out when I started in September. I should hit my goal that I set for the State
Theater.
Yeah,
Carla was asking about what your goal was.
My goal is really, my initial goal was to get off meds. I've already done that.
Right.
I'd like to get down to about 210, see what that's like.
Well, wow. You're gonna look like your father.
You look great. You really do. I think, though, with the 100 pounds, RJ is the star of the show.
Yeah, I think RJ's, but I'm still chasing RJ.
You know what, Buzz?
Yes.
No.
RJ still looks like a schlub.
He's nicely dressed today. Look at him.
Thank you very much.
That is cold.
Look at Rob. Like, I want to make fun of his striped shirt, but
stand up, Rob, so everybody can see you.
Good.
Rob's wearing a striped shirt.
There he is.
It looks good.
There he is.
Now, RJ, if you did what Rob did, you would look amazing.
RJ's getting up.
I mean, you're skinnier, yes.
No, he's got a nice button down.
115 pounds gone.
Slacks.
You look like you live in Manassas.
Nice trousers.
Jesus.
No, but
in a way, so do you.
What's the matter, Oscar? I will say this. Something wrong with those people?
What? Oh, they're wonderful. The Carrie, salt of the earth.
Wait Not says stay away from salt.
Yes.
Carrie went out, and it's been a long time since she's done that. She bought me some clothes. She's dressing me, we're having a lot more sex. So it's great.
I was going to ask you.
Yeah, a lot more.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's really good.
All right.
Some little Fruit Loops.
855.
Someone eating a tangerine?
Wait Not. 855.
Is that because I stood up?
934-4486. WeightNot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
Oscar, let me just say this one thing.
Yes.
I've lost more weight than your girlfriends, okay? So stop it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You still look schlubby.
Eye on the prize, RJ.
Congratulations.
Eye on the prize.
Thanks, Rob.
WeightNot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. WeightNot, and WeightNot is endorsed by certain contemporary musicians that have hit records.
Oh, yeah, my guess. Absolutely.
Really?
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
You should have seen him when he started. He looked like John Popper.
Okay.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick.
Delicate subject.
Uh-oh. Okay. Oh, no. I like these.
RJ being schlubby.
Physically. Oh. And I'm here to talk about it because I've cured it. Hmm. But I've had, ever since I started exercising vigorously down in Florida with the recumbent bike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've had the itchy bag.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the itchy bag. Yes,
But I'll tell you what.
I got online and I read about the itchy bag. And
Did some research?
I did some research. And, of course, they mention everything that could be terribly from the horrible down to the very mundane.
Of all the
conditions. Now, why are you looking like that? Why do you have that grin on your face?
Because I had it recently, too.
Dry skin.
Well,
itchy.
Yes, that could.
And itchy bag.
It is Ash Wednesday.
No real mark down there or anything.
Flaking?
No, it's not down there.
But definitely itchy.
Something going on,
like maniac.
And there are
itchy.
there are so few conditions you can suffer from that the results are so pleasurable.
I don't like the burning, but I don't mind the itching.
I hate the itching, but I don't mind the swelling.
So I self-medicated. I had tried
last
sprays.
Night,
I tried
perfumes only
sprays,
antifungal
perfumes
sprays.
Only cover it up.
And who has the time to soak?
Can I tell you my theory? We sit on leather. I sit in a leather chair at home to prepare for this show.
Naked. Right,
and then I sit on a car seat to drive here, and then I sit in a leather chair, and then I sit in a leather car seat to drive home.
And then he goes home and puts on a leather truss
in my leather desk chair again, and then I go downstairs and sit on the leather recliner to watch TV. There's no air is getting down there. We need to wear pants less.
Okay. That might
be it.
That's
my
theory. Well, you said you've cured it.
Well, I believe I've cured it, but it kind of comes and goes.
Did you have your good woman cream it?
No.
What's your cure?
But I had her look at it.
Nice. Oh. And say, while you're down there.
But you said there was nothing
to
see.
Well, you know, that kind of happened.
Did it really?
Yeah. Oh,
nice. No.
Yeah, because it really didn't look bad.
Nice.
Anyway, what am I doing? Got them all over the place. I bought Head and Shoulders.
Yes, a good move.
And I used
Well, Mike, I read the label three times, and that's neither a head nor a shoulder.
You had dandruff down there?
Well, I just figured that's got...
Uh-oh.
It's still there.
Doctors recommend that shampoo for skin
relations.
Yes, they do. It's medicated.
So I use that and that. Why are you looking at me like that?
Mike, you're talking about scratching your bag. How else do you want me to look at you?
I think that that kind of did the trick.
How much hair do you have down there?
Well, not a lot.
You ever see a Tarzan movie?
I've got the average amount. I was thinking about that, though, too.
Yeah, yeah.
If you do that metrosexual thing that he does,
that shave. But that really shouldn't, I mean, I don't know.
But I'm too old for that.
I was going to say, depending on the layout down there, the hair shouldn't really affect the bag.
No. And then the hair does, and the, it does, it's just, it was there.
Well, the hair is there for moisture wicking. That's why we have
moisture,
that hair down
moisture
there.
Moisture wicking.
Boy, right. That is the grossest thing all week.
There's sometimes
moisture wicking.
Sometimes a price to be paid if you remove it.
Yeah. Tell that to the wonderful woman that's got to pick that out of her teeth. Moisture wicking.
So, Mike?
Yes.
You have, the instructions on the shampoo are, you know, wash, rinse, repeat.
Yes.
How many times did you have to repeat?
I do now, because I don't like the way this stuff feels on my hair.
After about 10 minutes, he lost interest.
I use two shampoos now.
Uh-huh. Oh.
I wash it with the...
One for the top and one for the bottom?
What I did before I went out last night, I'll take you through the whole routine.
Oh, boy.
You like Huey Lewis?
Yeah.
So what I do
with
is...
little or no alcohol?
because alcohol is dry.
Dry.
Makes your skin dry. I do 45 crunches. Anyway, then I get ready for the rest of my routine. Hey, Paul! So we're doing Patrick Bateman from American Psycho.
Love it.
What I did yesterday, I take the Head and Shoulders. I wash my hair.
Just normal Head and Shoulders?
I wash my chest. I wash my body with the shampoo. Mm-hmm.
So you're using it as a body, just standard Head and Shoulders, red and blue bottle.
Head, pits, stomach, balls.
Hi, my name is Mike O'Mara, and I use Head and Shoulders to wash my bowl.
Then I get, I think it's called Pantene.
Has RJ ever laughed this hard?
Oh my God, gay!
At anything we've done,
I get Pantene.
Sure you do.
I'll bet.
Then I take the Pantene.
Yeah.
And I wash. I try to just wash my head, my hair, hair on my head.
Do you shampoo your mustache and Van Dyke?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So I do that. Then I get done with that, and then it's time for the ass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then I use
notify Carla.
I use a soap. I use a soap and wash the derriere, and I get that done, and then
and
I wash
Dove.
Then
right?
I thoroughly wash my hands.
Wait, slower.
Because then it's on to an exfoliating product that I use for my face.
A scrub. Okay.
Now some might say, you know, hey, ass to face.
Right.
Not really the order.
I have
thought about changing the order.
Some people insist.
I don't know. I've seen on the Bang Brothers website. It seems actually quite common.
ATM, baby.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, but this was I took a shower. This is run out of hot water time.
No,
you know, I'm taking a long shower.
Seriously,
I'm really doing
you've
this.
You've got to be closing in on 30 minutes.
About probably 15, 20.
I don't know what you're doing. Why don't you just put lotion on when you get out of the shower?
Because
think how nice
I
that
did.
Would be.
Last night I did that,
okay,
too.
Okay.
I take the exfoliating stuff, and it's like that apricot scrub,
but I
put that on. I get out of the shower, and then I put lotion on. My problem, and I don't know if anybody else has this problem, when I put lotion on, it makes me sweat.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, and moisture is your enemy, because that'll actually cause the flaking.
I believe moisture is my enemy.
Yeah, and that's why I worry about the sitting on leather all day, as I do.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
No
breathing.
Why are you looking incredulous now?
Normally, right now, he'd be popping a tent. You're talking all about Mike.
You mean, are you saying put lotion on my balls?
Yes.
I don't want to put lotion on my balls.
Well, get some, hire it out.
I mean, the only time you're supposed to put lotion on your balls is if you're spending some quality time alone.
Yeah. And you know what? Hey, two in one, baby.
While you're there.
Yeah.
If you've got dry skin, that's what's gonna help you out.
Unless the flaking is caused by the moisture, which is what I think is the case.
Oh, so it's more chafing.
I'm inclined to agree with both.
The man just gave you a leather theory. Does that make sense?
Here's what I
it
think.
Does.
And this is
my dermatologist.
I never give myself time for this, but this is what I think might be the real solution.
Mm-hmm.
Is that when you get out of the shower after you're done towel drying, you
you basically lie down somewhere and give yourself a little air dry time.
Well, you know what?
But I never have time to do that.
I have legs in the air.
I don't use it myself, but do you use a hair dryer?
Yes, I was just going to mention
that. That works.
But I
that
think
works.
That's
set it on cool, though. Please.
Well,
trust
you
me,
set it on
that
cool.
To me is that, see, I'm. It's valid. That is valid to do that. But I'm thinking when you talk about a fan, I would much rather put my knees up in the air, lie on the bed.
So would I.
Hold on a second.
And
I'm getting
the fan,
a mental picture.
Have the fan air dry the bag.
Or you stand, over the fan.
Yeah, that's
and
another
then
thing.
Mike squat
that's
over
like,
a mirror.
That's like
what? Look, you got the fan.
That's like the hair dryer.
The fan is on the floor, oh pointing my. Up at you at an angle, and while you're toweling off, it's drying the undercarriage.
How about you cut a little time off in the shower, actually, and give you some time to yourself some time.
I
to
think
dry.
What I'll do, yeah. what
like
I'm
a little
what
less
I'm
exfoliating,
do,
a little more air drying.
I right. think maybe yeah, air maybe, drying, but I'll air dry it whatever way I see.
Maybe
fit
it's a problem with the apricots.
Also, I've got that tiny little bathroom, and that bathroom just
steamy.
Yeah.
Do you ever?
Can I make a suggestion?
Please.
This is to the inventors out there, and I bet like really rich people probably have something like this.
Yeah, listen up, Professor Frank.
Where the temperature control, I mean, I know a lot of people that complain about, mm-hmm. Carla complains about it all the time, mm-hmm. that it gets so hot, like in our bedroom, mm-hmm. and in the
you
in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
Sexy time.
which what would be very, very cool is if you had like a switch, like a climate control thing, mm-hmm. that would really like make the bathroom icy cold.
Well, what you should have, yeah. really,
not like on the floor or like when it's in the dead of winter, but like that moment where everything's getting steamy.
If I had to build my dream house someday,
yes,
I would have a separate thermostat in my bedroom because I like my bedroom cold at night.
Yeah, Carla likes it like ice cold.
Yeah, because I like to use the blankets.
But it's just, you know, I and maybe this is, you know, being a little heavy.
Yeah.
I tend to, like, when
hey,
I put the lotion...
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Gold.
I tend to sweat for a long time after
you.
The shower.
Right.
Especially
your
if
body
I'm,
temperature's
especially
up.
If I'm yeah. really putting on lots now, of fancy clothes.
Especially...
layers?
like say, a tux?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus yeah. Christ. That's a tux, that. You might... I take two showers yeah. when I put a tux
now,
on.
Now, when you're drying, and yeah. instead of the air drying, do you ever do the... part of the towel in front of you, part in your back, and dry the undercarriage
oh,
that
you,
way.
Oh, yes. I go to town.
Okay, yeah.
I go to town
it's
with
terrific,
the towel.
I've actually lifted myself off the floor that way.
Wow, that almost defies well, science.
Either,
it's a man of science.
I either true. Use the towel or I come down to the Oriental rug and drag my ass across
it. Depends. Well, that's how we know it's your house.
That's what everybody else does.
Do you use a robe? When you get out of the shower?
No, see that.
Mike, have you no silken
Rob,
robe?
Rob can speak to this too because Rob and I are.
Oh, I actually.
Rob has been in that zip code. I have been in that zip code where I've been bigger and robes.
We
just,
actually. Do you remember when we got those really nice Sopranos yeah. prize packs back at the station?
Yeah. Note to robe makers everywhere.
Well,
for the big
and it
man.
Said and it said in the robe. It was a Tony Soprano robe. It said one size,
size
fits all. Yeah.
And
I changed it. I handed it back to Mike. I said one size fits few.
Yes.
Because it really
right.
doesn't fit.
It robes for the big man. It's the first thing.
In a hotel,
where we're discriminated against as big men.
Robes need to come in sizes. Yeah.
Robes are, you know, and if somebody ever got me a robe and I've gotten them for gifts mm-hmm. before, I'm like, oh God, this is another exercise in futility. I mean, I can wear it like the dude. I can wear yeah. it like the dude,
open.
You know,
a bad looking Terry
look like Jeff Bridges,
Peter
you know, yeah, with yeah, a white yeah. Russian in my hand, but otherwise yeah. I can't.
What
do
you
it.
Need is a big Obi-Wan Ben Kenobi robe with a hood.
Why would a robe help the balls though?
Well, I would say that
you swing free.
To be frank, the toughest part about air drying and walking around your home that way, mm-hmm. especially if you have a loved one around, is
right.
that it's, you know, you're not comfortable.
Yeah.
But if you have a robe on,
right.
you can just walk around as much as you want, and you're kind of drying after you've dried off. And you
well,
have some
I could
time.
Get arrested too because my kitchen, you know, is pretty visible from
yeah.
the street.
Yes.
And if the sun is down, you know, and I'm coming down mm-hmm. and I'm doing that like for a nighttime activity,
right,
or,
sure.
you know, forget it. So
give
I,
me some time though, at least.
But
a little
I,
more time.
I'm going to
what
I'm going
like,
to do is I'm going to air dry with the fan, mm-hmm. and I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start giving myself more time.
Now, are you going to do the?
I
thing?
Don't want the hair dryer because I don't have. I'm not. I don't have orangutan arms.
Well, no,
so I can't get low enough.
You can. You can. You can. And I think that a hairdryer is much more effective yeah. than Buzz is having you position a fan on the floor. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know. You don't have a sex floor.
I think
you don't have a rubber.
There. But what
room.
I think yeah. the best air drying is just to kind of position yourself. Go. I, you know, I have a TV in the bedroom. I can lie on the bed and I can kind of position my back so
spread
that
eagle.
That my balls are a little up in the air. Yeah. And then it's just pure air dry with nothing blowing.
Now,
out.
How, now let me. No one else has brought this up, but yeah. I'll just ask: have you thought about talcum powder?
Powders don't work. Perfume is just... Yeah. In fact, powders are the worst.
Are they?
Yeah, because that was the first thing I tried.
Uh-huh.
I tried a medicated
powder.
That's
right, and 2 days later you had a loaf of hot dog rolls.
I tried a medicated powder, and you know...
2 hours.
Gold Bond?
No, it was like Z-Zorb or something like that.
Did you go to one of the many drugstores in your district?
Yeah, well, you could spend hours in them. You know? I mean, I could not only put powder down there, but I could change my hair color.
God, I know. You know what? Blood pressure cuffs, we've got you covered.
You can really just pick the best price.
It's conversations like this. And really, people say a lot of things about the show. And it's most of them are nice. Most of them are kind. Some of them are negative at times. They're haters.
Yes, right.
With this global turmoil. Oil with what's happening in Syria and gas hitting $5.
Yes.
I don't think people really address what we address here every day. We're doing God's work.
That's right.
I believe
we are doing God's work.
I believe, you know what? I agree. And, and I hope really in some small way when I have these discussions.
Dry balls.
And I lay myself bare.
Right.
Yes. And I give. Yeah. I hope that there's someone that not necessarily laughing, but getting a benefit out of this.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, we're helping.
Now, air drying. Buzz is right. I completely agree. If we can button this up, sure. that it's a moisture issue.
And also, I would suggest that make sure your undergarments are 100% cotton.
Oh, that goes
without
saying.
Yeah, or breathable. They make some great breathable.
Although, have I mentioned this on the show yet? And this is just a side trip. I don't want to get into
it. Hey, let's take a trip, baby.
But I have, all my life, I have purchased a particular clothing item.
Yeah, we know.
At one store.
And I know it.
And I'm so...
Yeah. Nordstrom Boxers, right?
Yeah. Did I mention that I went to Nordstrom's last week? No, they've cheaped out.
They have
screwed me. They now no longer, they have discontinued.
What?
And the reason they discontinued, they said, well, we're going to XL, L, and that's how they're doing it now. No more waist
size.
They discontinued because they cause ball itch.
they were recalled by the FDA.
So I bought one package of the XL boxers that they have. And that what it, the lady who was very well versed in men's underwear at Nordstrom's, which I thought was
may
terrific.
I help you?
She was actually kind of cute. Oh. And here she is, and you know, the guy comes up and goes, "Can I help you?" You know, he didn't know anything.
Yes.
And then the
Godfrey.
Lady,
yeah,
the lady goes
Mustafa
on.
Mustafa works there.
And
I
says,
think.
"I know they're very popular. The two button boxers have a lot of people have been like you." I said, "Yeah." I said, "This is I don't buy
bring
anything in your store except this."
Were you
this
irate?
This is the only area I was not happy.
Yeah.
I was not really happy, and she went into the whole thing. Well, it seemed that. Most people wanted a little less room that they in the back. And I said, well, I don't have a big ass. My ass is my smallest part. I loved having that freedom. And so I bought their little cheapo ones that they have now.
Are they still
and
Nordstrom
of course
brand or are they?
They feel ridiculous on me. They feel like they're pinching my legs off.
Wait, let me be clear here. So your boxers actually had a waist size on it?
Yeah.
That is brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Because it's impossible to try and find something in a 4-inch range, and they do that.
A waist size like you'd see on a pair of jeans.
That's what I'm shocked about.
Absolutely the best.
Have
and
you
they
looked
were,
online?
And I can't find them online. They're the Nordstrom's.
And you don't want to go used.
And they're they're the Nordstrom's two-button boxers, waist size 28. Anyway.
So if you want to send some.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
We will take a break and open up Rob's audio vault right after this. Everybody. Come on. Blues Brothers. Yeah. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Again, you know, if you want, it's general admission, right, at the State Theater?
Yes, it is.
So... You know, we were going to cap it at 600.
That's
but,
right.
You know, by saying we're opening up the balcony, that doesn't mean that you're going to just have to stay up in the
people
balcony.
People can sit anywhere they want.
I think it's still
right?
First come, first serve, right?
So what we're doing basically is we're just opening
adding
up.
More
people.
More room.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we checked with the State Theater yesterday. They gave us their blessing to go ahead and do this. So, you know, we're opening up for 200 more tickets.
That's right.
So get your tickets, but those will go quickly.
And that's it.
Obviously, and then we're done.
Bring
and so,
friends,
you know, too. If you're planning on buying, you know, these do go fast, especially if you're bringing 10 of your buddies and you want to do that. Tickets are available at our website,
that's
or you
right.
can go to the State Theater.
Go to the State Theater, and that's thestatetheater.com, or go to Facebook. We have an event page up with details.
All right, and one of the people that are going to be there and supporting our show are the good folks from the Oakton Wine Shop.
Yay.
And we are delighted that Brian Gothier is going to be there with us. Oakton Wine Shop at 123 and 100 Mill in Oakton has 500 hand-selected wines from around the world, over 50 handcrafted beers, and over 50 cheeses and pulp. toys. Oakton Wine Shop also has delicious local creations, including cupcakes from Sweet Bites. Oakton Wine Shop, hit their ad on our website, and let's open up the call for today, Feb 22, Ash Wednesday.
I'm playing this Blues Brothers music for a reason, Mike. Okay. There was a blues festival last night at the White House.
The White House has the blues.
Thrill is gone!
B.B. King.
Yes.
Well, he not was at there. The White House, where the thrill of the blues will be heard loud and clear. The President and First Lady honoring that uniquely American sound that rose up from the Mississippi Delta. Among the performers, the legendary B.B. King, Booker T. Jones, and Buddy Guy. And also some performers greatly influenced by the blues, Mick Jagger and Jeff Beck. The show will be broadcast later this month on PBS.
Amazing cool. lineup, great sound. I heard some clips from it today. You know, and Buddy Guy is amazing, will. And Booker T, of course, from Booker T and the MGs.
Say what you will about the Democrats and Republicans, but I will tell you, the Democrats have better entertainers. Oh. They do. They have better entertainers coming. You know, if it was, you know, it's got you got B.B. King, you got Mick Jagger mm-hmm. at the White House.
As a matter of fact, last night they were closing. Buddy Guy was closing, and he won. He's great. And actually, Obama was doing the good nights and the thank yous.
Right.
And he coaxed him to sing again.
Oh, God.
Thank you, everybody. Great. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much.
Form a circle.
Give it up for our all-stars. Thank God. You so much.
Okay, amazing watch evening. It, Barack.
Thank you. God bless you all.
We were trying to get this you Buddy Guy.
Sing yeah. Because I heard you.
Come on.
I heard you sing at Al Green. So, you have started something. You got to keep it up now.
Great song. It was like fun.
Like the President of the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, Barack Hussein Obama.
There he is
to sing for you.
He gets on mic here. Give him a second.
Come on.
Obama.
Baby, don't you want to go?
Yeah, he's in it now. Yes, he is.
Name of place.
That's B.B. King.
Sweet home, Chicago.
And that's your president right
that's
there.
That's funny. That is funny. Is that all the singing he did?
That's it.
That's wow. cool.
But all you know right. what?
If
okay
he'd done a little
it.
Bit more, you know, to me, every line you sing pushes you more off the presidential podium.
I suppose. You but know. You know what? That backed
but
with.
Closer to a Grammy.
Backed with this.
He can't sing. That's the funny part.
So in love.
Awesome. I am so 100% okay with it. Yeah. I really, really
it's
am.
Cool. It's cool moment. And you know, I was going to say though, it's great to see people like B.B. King and yeah. Mick Jagger
get the recognition.
The old guy, yeah. The other guy that was in there, didn't he have like Travis Tritt and Kelsey Grammer
well,
playing,
yeah, it's,
the,
right.
playing the harmonica or something?
It
like
is
that?
So. It's so safe to bring in country artists. It's just
yeah,
safe.
Yeah,
and this
absolutely.
Is. And you know what? You know what? This is the American music. Mm-hmm. The blues is American music.
Were there any young up and coming musicians there as well?
I would know them well, if I saw
yeah,
them.
I could care less about what just happened. I like that he sings, but I'm about to pay $5 a gallon for gas.
Yeah.
How about you just get off stage? You know?
I know a lot of people feel
I'm just
that
saying.
Way.
Yes.
I know a lot of people
it's
feel
good
that
you
way.
Said that.
Yeah, because that's... you know what? I think, okay,
mm-hmm.
twice, I don't think
yeah.
you want
to don't
go
push
there
it.
Again.
Don't push
yeah.
it. Don't push it.
Until you get reelected.
Well, you know what? Truman loved to sing. I think we're going to see a lot more singing in the second term.
Nixon played the piano.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was impeached.
Bill
as well.
Clinton played the saxophone.
Yeah. It turns out it was
got
only a rumor.
Snarling in the White House.
Not true.
Snarling.
Monica Lewinsky played the flute.
I heard that. No truth to the rumor that FDR was in a marching band. It just.
Oh, yeah. That, you just made a polio joke.
Did I?
Jesus. You
he
have,
was
you're shameless.
Too soon.
Extraordinarily brave.
Rob.
Too soon. What else do you have, Rob?
Well, based on the coolness of our president, this is a tape that broke on YouTube yesterday that goes back to 2008. Mitt Romney's son calls Mitt Romney on a speakerphone using an Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboard, and watch how long it takes Mitt Romney to figure out he's not talking.
Oh, really?
Yes.
This is his dear. Son that does it?
His son, and
oh,
he
wow.
is...
Hey, nice voice, Mike.
Yeah, he's not figuring... He takes it forever to figure out that he's not talking to the governor oh, of California.
Okay. Governor Mitt Romney, how are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm just fine, Governor. How are you doing today?
Good. Good.
God. What can I do for you?
First, I would like to just get to know you.
Well, we've had the chance.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. And I want to have them answered immediately.
I've never heard this.
Go right ahead and shoot.
Bipartisanship always. My principles of leadership, progress over politics.
Well, I don't think anyone can disagree with that.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
And that's when he figures it out and hangs it up. We've got the full tape. We have the full tape up on our YouTube page.
And does he? I mean, do they?
No, the tape cuts there. There's no reaction. But that's when he figures out that he's being.
That is funny.
Bad day for Mitt Romney. I'll tell you else who had a bad day today. And he's actually a great reporter. NBC's Jim Migliszewski. Yeah.
Oh my God! What happened to Mick today?
I don't know. But he really is had, so not like him.
No, he had a real cranial meltdown.
Aphasia?
Yeah. That no. Almost, it wasn't like
I thought,
that.
But I thought about it when he first started doing it. I thought. Maybe this is aphasia. It's still.
He was covering the story about the burning of the Korans, he could not come up with the name of the general that was in charge of the operation.
Right.
And I think it mentally threw him. This is pretty bad to be one of the
keystone. Make you uncomfortable to hear.
Yeah, and that's the reason I pulled it. One of the keystone reporters at NBC, Jim Migliszewski, a guy who's normally pretty great.
Because it was learned that some militants there were passing extremist messages through that Koran, and they were ordered disposed of. But immediately, the commander of all U.S. military forces in there in Afghanistan, General John, the general there ordered that all an immediate investigation be launched and ordered a refresher course for all U.S. military. In fact, to the cultural refresher course to respect Islam and all their tenets. The remarkable thing here, Ann, is that after 10 years, it would seem that the U.S. military would be aware of the sensitivities, and some U.S. officials are calling this a stupid mistake.
And it was a stupid mistake.
It was.
Damn it. You know, really, this is the crap. Yeah. They got to be aware of where we are when we're over there. You know?
What was more uncomfortable? What we just heard, or the opening vignette?
It was a tie. It was actually a tie.
Did so much to try to save that bit.
I know, I'm so sorry.
I would have lost money as long as to 3 minutes into the show as to whether or not we're going to restart. Right. I was good for you for pressing forward.
Sometimes you just got to go for it. You know,
forge ahead.
This whole thing with the Koran over there is just it's another example of we just have to. You know, we've got the best and the brightest in our military. But the grunts, the guys that are on the ground over there, you know, they're kids and they have to be supervised.
You know what?
They have to be shown the way. They really do.
It's kind of like with kids. It's called parenting. You got to sort of guide them. And you got to train them to do the right thing.
And this is somebody that maybe, I don't think these are the guys that are the foot soldiers doing this. This is coming from, you know,
this is a bureaucratic snafu.
Yeah, this came from a general that Jim Migliszewski doesn't know the name of.
But, you know, and as much as I respect other cultures, and God knows I do.
Always. You always have.
There's a small part of me that goes, F you. You know, we didn't mean it.
Right.
You know,
right. They're not
sorry.
Letting
JK.
They're not
we
letting
didn't kill
go.
Anybody.
JK. Right. LOL.
It was.
My bad.
LOL.
OMG.
LMFAO.
Are you going to cover Representative Bob Morris?
I am not.
Okay,
not
good. Okay, so we will hold on to that for a moment. Mike, have you heard about Flamingo Air?
No.
Flamingo Air is the world's first airline that is dedicated to people banging in the sky.
Really?
Oh, I heard about this.
This is what they do. Here's Captain Dave McDonald discussing some of the things he's seen while people are having the coitus up in the
air.
They've
made
the Mile High
Club. Ear once.
Let me start it over again because I think he says he got a high heel in his ear.
I've had a high heel in my ear once. Been shot in the back of the head with champagne cork. Thank God we wear headsets.
Cork.
What goes on behind the curtain is no concern of ours. It's a matter of professionalism, and I think that our customers really expect that.
What's he flying, an ultralight?
Outside on
it's a little guy, yeah.
Boy, we are conservative, but you close those doors and Katie bar the door.
It ain't exactly Captain Sullenberger.
Yeah, and it's not like a jet, right?
No. I think I heard that they just put curtains between the pilot and the couple. Yeah.
Right. And here's the owner. It's
no,
a lady.
Thank you.
It's a lady. Sharon McGee, Mike.
Oh,
she owns Flamingo Air, and her name is Sharon McGee.
Sharon McGee.
Sharon McGee.
We've done as many as 8 in one day.
Hey,
we're the only ones in the entire United States. Probably 90% of these that are booked are booked by women. Sometimes they're trying to spark the relationship. Some of them are trying to save their marriage. We play up the romance. It's not the down and dirty, let's go have sex in an airplane.
BS.
You know, it's the romance of it. And that's why we get the champagne.
It is. Yeah.
That's gross.
All right.
That gross. You know, the whole thing, really, we can address the Mile High Club. Yeah. I think the Mile High Club, the whole idea is the spontaneity of you're with your significant other and you go like, hey, do you want it? You know, and maybe there's some planning that goes in, but the danger of it.
Yeah.
You get the blanket. That's why you never put your head on those blankets.
That's why I never ever use one of those blankets.
Is anybody here in the Mile High Club?
Uh-oh.
Is anybody?
It's a good question.
Anybody?
No.
Anyone?
I see no hand.
I know that Eric Ronick is.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
Now we get it.
How about Mike?
I have my icebreaker when he comes to perform at the show. Eric, here you're in the Mile High Club. Your brother told 6 million people.
How about the auto train, Mike?
The auto train, no.
All right. Oscar, here's a question for you. Are you familiar with the Chinese company called Foxconn?
No.
Foxconn.
Motocross company?
No. Foxconn are the Chinamen that build most of the stuff for Apple.
Chinamen.
And they are. Well, Mike.
You say that like it's acceptable.
What do you call someone from France? A Frenchman.
A Frenchman.
That's right. What do you call someone from Ireland?
All right, an Irishman. Shut up.
Or he's French.
Right. Chinaman.
Want to thank Luca Stapley?
Yes.
For sending the Chinese confections.
Oh, there's some really great looking stuff in there.
This is Chinese candy. This appears to be some sort of marshmallow type product.
Oh, I think it's slobbery.
It's what?
Slobbery.
Thank you, Rob. This
such an ass.
He sent along. These appear to be some sort of Oreo.
Yeah, but look how great it is. It's got the Kraft logo in the top, but Kraft is written in Chinese.
This is probably
I think this
legit.
Is the real deal. Yeah.
Let me see. These are pretzels, and they're just called Pretz from Glyco.
Uh-huh.
Glyco.
Do you see the box on the outside? It says may contain awesome.
Yeah, I like that.
Awesome.
So we thank Rook for sending.
Oh, another flavor of. Does anybody want to be the guinea pig for this? All right, go ahead.
Which
do you want the? Do you want the?
No, I like the ones you have in your hand right now.
The Oreos.
I want those Oreos.
Somebody go walking in.
Not that I know.
I'll go look. I thought I saw somebody out of there.
It's Bob Hope. He was just across the hall taping a special.
Had to be expensive to ship all that candy. What with all the lead in it?
I think something's going to make you sick.
Right. I'll try the
coconut
first.
Cookies.
Oh, those
and that's
yum.
Got American biscuits.
Peeps.
A la noir.
Ooh, this smells amazing.
I'm going to take a smell.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
That's Japanese.
Whatever.
The packaging, very, very good.
Yeah. Oh, these are effing amazing.
Really?
Are they strawberry marshmallows?
Oh, my God. They're amazing.
Really?
I have one. You have to have one.
Not a good day.
You have to have one. You have to have one.
I think I saw a ghost.
Did you really?
Yeah, wow. It might have been my last. Really? Cool. All right, give me one. Let me try
one. Liver.
All right.
Shutting down.
Speaking of Chinese, speaking of the Chinese. The Chinese. Foxconn is the company that builds in China most of the stuff for Apple.
Oh, right, yes.
And they pay their workers about $2 an hour.
Wow. As they should.
And when we saw on Nightline last night,
hold
it
on
appeared.
A second. No, you don't like it? No, come on.
He's spitting it out.
What are you doing?
It might be the flavor that's already in my mouth.
Oh. It tastes like Mardi Gras.
It tastes like metal.
I think it tastes amazing.
I hear you can rub
there's
it on your
lid,
balls.
Buzz. That lid is in there.
Well, here's the Oreo.
Hey,
we're
running out of time.
Right.
Go on, Rob.
Most of the people that work there appear to be about 14 years old.
Right.
And they did sort of an expose last night. The environment is sterile. It's a horrifying looking factory. Mm-hmm. And they asked the CEO of Foxconn what would happen if Apple doubled their salary from $2 to $4 an hour. And this is what the CEO said.
Why not? That would be good for the employees. Right? And also definitely good for China. And definitely good for us. Because we will have more stable workers who would love to work for, you know, our company because they will get paid a lot more than anyone else.
Can you explain what's so funny about that?
Man made a lot of sense, Rob.
I can't.
He's having an aneurysm, he's laughing so hard.
Maybe if we heard it again.
No. Why not? That would be good for the employees. Right? And also definitely good for China. And definitely good for us. Because
it's good for everybody. Definitely good for China.
Oh, God.
Good
for you.
All right. We got to close because they...
I'm eating a Chinese coconut cookie right now.
Are they awesome?
Pretty good.
These walk-in pairs. Indiana Representative Bob Morris will not sign a congratulations document for the Girl Scouts celebrating their 100th birthday.
Ooh. Who won't?
Representative from Indiana, Bob Morris. He won't do it. And
that's
here
a mean,
is
that's
why.
A mean
Representative
statement.
Bob Morris from Fort Wayne has caused something of a dust-up. He is refusing to sign a resolution celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Girl Scouts. In a letter to fellow lawmakers, Morris contends the Girl Scouts are teaching girls about sex, promoting homosexual lifestyles, and aligning with Planned Parenthood.
Okay, now with that in mind, Conan... Jesus. Knocked it out of the park last night.
Okay, good.
Coverage. We close with Conan O'Brien.
Girl Scouts from the news. Have you heard about this, Andy?
I've heard of Girl Scouts.
Creepy out of context. The
I love Andy Richter.
The Girl Scouts turns 100 this year. Isn't that great? Yeah. But here's the thing. Bit of a controversy. One Indiana lawmaker is refusing to honor the occasion because he says the Girl Scouts are, quote, a tactical arm of Planned Parenthood, and that they promote a homosexual lifestyle. The Girl Scouts. Yeah, I heard that. I thought this guy's crazy. Then I saw some of the new Girl Scout cookies they're selling, and I changed my mind. He may be onto something. I swear to God, check it out. There's Roe v. Wafers right there. There's Heather Has Two Malomars. There's Our Cookies, Ourselves. There's Dolce de Long-Term Roommates. There's Sado Mints. Now, I'm sorry.
Sado Mints.
That's a real one.
Yeah,
yeah.
They are not good.
No. There's this one, Lady Fingers in Lady Parts. Oh. And finally, Savannah smiles because she's having a lesbian affair with a Planned Parenthood doctor. That's a good
question. And that, my goodness, is your magic audio ball.
We'll take a break and come back with Buzz in the News right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Want to share a really nice letter with everybody here. This comes from Ryan, and subject, a story about a toilet and your Amazon page.
Oh, good.
It says, hi, guys. I recently began a demolition and renovation on the half bathroom in my house. Everything came out with ease until I got to the toilet, which had to be bolted to the floor, which had been bolted to the floor
right.
with 10 rusted screws. After trying to wrestle it for hours, and I spoke wrong there. It's a 10-inch rusted screw.
Right.
After trying to wrestle it for hours, it became apparent that there was only one way to remove this toilet from my house. I would have to smash it to pieces with a hammer. Like John Lithgow on Dexter. Yeah. That's a good one. I swung away at it with malice in my heart, smashing into thousands of tiny pieces. Feeling proud of myself, I moved the toilet away from the wall to discover the sewer pipe went out the back of the toilet and not the bottom. An oddity that I had never seen before. Okay, so he's talking about the exit part of the toilet
yeah.
goes into
right.
the wall and not straight down. That's odd for me,
wow,
too.
Wow, that's got to be very, very old-fashioned.
After checking with the big box stores and finding out that you can't just buy a toilet like this,
right.
I headed over to the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page,
mm-hmm.
which not only had the toilet I needed, that's one of the people do find
Isn't
stuff
that cool?
on Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
But it was eligible for one-day shipping, all 95 pounds of it. Thanks for the greatest podcast,
wow.
and I look forward to listening for many hours on my new toilet.
And he will, too.
Terrific.
Long way to go, but worth it. It's time for the news with Mr. Buzz Burbank.
And that's why the news today is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. First up, some news you can use. A federal agency is investigating the overdraft policies of banks to see if they monkey with your account in ways that allow them to charge you more for overdraft protection.
God, I hate when the bank does monkey shines.
Would anybody put anything past our banks now?
Oh, no. Sitting on deposits before? Yep. Yeah, no, I know.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think that they are so driven after that, after the bubble burst to maximize their profits now that I think they're capable of anything.
Are you still with that bank you hate?
Yeah.
You gotta get out of there.
I know.
Do
I know
it.
I know a bank that will tell you that it sees a pending deposit in your account, but because it's only pending and not actually in your account, that if they think you're going to overdraft, then they will automatically kick in the overdraft protection and charge you for it. That's the kind of monkeying they can do.
Yeah, and they my experience with banks is that they're merciless. They don't have any, I've had very rare experiences where they take care of
it.
Don't
have
you
a heart.
See, Mike, Potter's not selling, Potter's buying.
Okay, God.
The future is here. The future.
He lives in a fantasy world.
You're just now discovering
that. I know.
The future.
And you're there, and you're there, and you're there,
right.
yeah. and, but not Buzz.
Let him do his news, for Christ's sake.
Imagine being able to look up at the Empire State Building and being able to read about it at the same time through a special pair of glasses. They look like Oakley Thumps. These are sunglasses with a built-in MP3 player and earbuds. But the new Google Glasses, still unnamed, can stream real-time information onto your lenses, and these glasses will be out before the year is.
Google Glasses?
They have a name, but Google Goggles, I think, would be great.
Oh, I was just thinking googly eyes.
They include a built-in camera, GPS, and a wireless connection. You would need a separate data plan to make them work.
That's going
to
feed the addiction. I mean, it really is. Yes. And I really believe that, you know, in recent months, I have, I am hopelessly addicted to the internet. I mean,
It's really a good thing.
I mean, really, I watched, I'm having trouble watching television lately.
So am I.
Since I got this great laptop, I have it with me all the time.
Mark, did we not have that same conversation yesterday?
We did.
We're not watching as much TV because we're happier online.
I never thought I'd see that day.
Yeah, it's very, very strange. I mean, I will shows I like with a good storyline, and I'm just drifting away because I got my nose in this thing.
You don't have the time.
If you break those Google glasses, can Mark glue them?
Yes, he can.
You haven't got new glasses yet.
Yeah, when are you going to get your new glasses?
I was going to go on Tuesday. I went on Tuesday, and they squeezed me into it for an appointment on Wednesday, which I canceled because a listener who's located in Bethesda said I could go to his place.
Nice.
So,
you didn't get a deal?
I'm going to go tomorrow.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
I'll need that check back.
Oh, okay.
All right, thank you.
It's pending.
Now, it might be tricky getting the extra data plan for those glasses since we are running out of airwaves. Bandwidth is getting thin, what with all the wireless streaming video and phone calls and texting and email and internet use.
That's scary.
And it is. An iPhone, for example. Listen to these figures. An iPhone uses 24 times as much spectrum as an old standard cell phone.
Yeah, Mark.
Traffic on AT&T's network has grown by, have you ever heard this figure before? 20,000%.
Wow!
Since they started selling iPhones,
they're going to be able to fix it.
Yeah, I think so. They're working on it. They have a stopgap plan for now, which is more spectrum, as they call it.
What if we talk slower?
That won't help.
Oscar, call Todd more.
It won't come cheaply. Todd's having his
own problems at his house.
Really?
I've never seen a man that has so much technology but has such slow internet.
Really?
Yeah, he has router troubles.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like a big black eye.
That's tough. That worries me. I mean, really, that hits us where we live.
You know? I
mean, we got to be able to have this.
We're running out of room.
Oscar,
we need the room.
My internet is slow. Hold me.
We talk about it every time I go over there.
As the network gets more crowded, as Todd's experience, service gets slower. Here's some news you can use in your work. A new university study out of Illinois says prospective employers can predict your future job performance based on your Facebook page. More employers are checking on possible hires this way, and this new study says they can figure you out in about 10 minutes. The factors they're watching: intellectual curiosity, conscientiousness, agreeability. A lot of people are off the charts there.
Sure.
And whether or not you are extroverted. Travel photos are also a plus the number of friends you have.
Mm-hmm. We've decided to hire you, Bob Spiewak, because you're horny.
And if you've been avoiding office politics, don't. A new survey by a staffing company indicates that office politics exist at every company, no matter how big or small everybody else is doing it. Mm-hmm. The survey shows that 56% of workers say that playing office politics is necessary to get ahead in your career.
You know what's fun is...
I like that shirt.
What's fun about this show is that our office, you guys hear it.
Yeah.
So anybody listening to this show, you will hear every. There ain't an ounce of it when you get out of here. Really, there's very little of it.
Do you think there's a listener out there that thinks, God, wouldn't it be great to stick around after the show and hear them talk? Do they know how fast we beat feet out of here?
We get the hell
we
out of here.
We can't stand it.
It's business, and then we.
Goodbye.
All the politics takes place right here.
Yep.
Right now.
Tab Patterson's bucking for a promotion.
Tab.
New development. Virginia Republicans are feeling the wrath over that anti-abortion bill. Public reaction has been mostly negative.
Boy, and you know what? My whole I don't care spiel.
Uh-huh.
That's about as much feedback as I've gotten on one particular issue.
Yeah.
I just want to say sorry. Lighten up.
Fair enough.
I was saying I don't care, but I do care if it's going to be that bad.
Well, of course. And there's an interesting update to this, a new twist, a new turn, a new development. Mm-hmm. Public reaction so negative about requiring women to get ultrasounds. Now, Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell has backed off of his unqualified support of the bill. His office says he may or may not sign it, and the other lawmakers in his party are now working to soften the bill, including removing the language that includes requiring a vaginal probe.
Well, then let me offer this on that since I got all... Yeah. Whatever.
And finally...
By the way, are you still driving yours? What, your vaginal Ford probe? Your Ford vaginal probe?
And finally, from This Is Not How You Do It department, in Indianapolis, police are checking the law to see if they can help a landlord evict a tenant. This particular tenant came out of his apartment and approached a neighbor as she was unlocking her door to enter her apartment. This man who approached her was naked, touching himself, and begging her for sex.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
Now.
Yeah, well, Eric, this is not how you do it.
He's playing at our show.
I know. I'm excited to see him.
He's a very good man.
Mile, and his friend.
Mile High Club. She told him no. This China woman told her neighbor no. And no means no, of course. But he kept touching and kept begging and kept being naked. So she called the cops, and she says it wasn't the first time this has happened.
Mike, he kept being naked.
He kept being naked.
She says that once she got into her apartment, he kept knocking on the door, pleading for sex.
Gee.
This is not how you do it. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by
Encore
Insurance Services, LLC, official sponsor of our live stage show, March 31st at the State Theater. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much. Encore may be able to help. And believe you me, folks, this is the time you want to check it out because they can get you better deals. We've got success stories all over the place about Encore Insurance. If you want a free quote, it is free. There is no obligation, but you would be amazed. And in this economy, everybody should do this for themselves. Visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. All they do is they compare the rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com.
Encore!
Insurance Services, we thank you. This week, we have an incredible bonus show that's going to be on Friday, and we want to tell you about it today because we're excited about
Silly
it.
Silly fun.
This is going to be so much fun. It's the Urban Dictionary Show.
Yay!
We're not only going to share the real terms that are used on the Urban Dictionary, jargon, lingo, sexual terminology, but we're also writing our own.
Yeah.
You do not want to miss that.
VIPs can stream it tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow, that's right.
Absolutely. We'll be taping that tomorrow, and everybody else can listen to it on Friday.
Right.
We'll see you tomorrow with a brand new show. Have a great one. Don't forget, buy those tickets for the State Theater show. They are going fast, and we are very close to selling that out.
Right.
We have already sold out the bottom part, and now we're going to sell out the top part.
Yeah.
That sounded weird. See you tomorrow, everybody.
Bye. Bye.
Ciao, ciao. Bye.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.